Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here. Are you ready for another Ostium Sagas? If you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's a strange book from the 18th century Steve finds in the basement of the Ostium Network, and he's recording what he's reading and what he thinks about what he's reading. Strange stories about time travelers stuck in the past. You want to make sure you start at the first episode. And just to let you know, this isn't the first episode, so double check if you need to. And if you enjoy this Ostium Sagas episode and want more right away, you can do that very easily by heading over to our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and supporting us at any level. You'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes, plus a bunch of other bonus material. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, let's get back to the Ostium Saga, shall we, and see what Steve's up to next. The Ostium Sagas. Six. Saga One. 1066, Part 2. At least I'm not totally lost and helpless. I did go through months of rigorous training for all this. I can speak their languages, medieval French and Saxon, even some Celt. I know the cultures and customs enough to not say or do something that will get me branded as a heretic, or crucified, or thrown away in some dark, dingy cell to rot because they think me completely mad. I suppose if you are reading what I've just inscribed upon this parchment, and yes, I am also trained in the ways of writing Old English, then you might think I have lost my mind already, and I'm just babbling complete nonsense. And if that is the case, then I think it best you just stop reading. Put this parchment aside and think of it no more. And what I'm about to write will make little sense to you either. For I am not writing this for you. I would say the layperson reading this, but if you're one, you very likely can't read, and are more likely a monk or priest or perhaps even an advisor to someone important, possibly even royalty, reading these words. Know that this is not for you either. So you had best cast your eyes aside, lest you consider these the words of the devil, and will be damned for reading this, and therefore doomed to an eternity in purgatory. There, that should have got rid of them. No, I am writing these words with the hopes that someone at the Ostium Network might one day read this, whether they be in my future, my very distant future, or perhaps even, somehow, my past, assuming this document will survive that long. But I have plans for its survival and longevity that I will get to in due course. I first discovered I would not be going anywhere, not returning to my time in the 22nd century, nor any other time, after I had completed my planned mission, which was to observe the Battle of Hastings from a safe vantage point, to observe and document its authenticities, and see how it compared to the historical documents and sources on one of the most famous battles in the history of civilization. I took my time and enjoyed this thrilling and unique experience. Through the town of Ostium, created by the Ostium Network, I had been able to travel back in time to this special period in history, as England became something new with a French king and ruler. I was to spend an entire month observing and recording and learning from this world in this time, and I loved every single moment of it. It was something I had dreamed of since I was a boy of only 10 years. When I first read of this battle and gazed upon the artist's renderings of what it must have been like, and then spent my teenage years researching all I could of the event and the time period, be it fiction or not. It certainly influenced my choice in major at college to specialize in medieval history, with the goals of becoming a college professor one day to open the minds of students to this unique battle, to this special time. That was my plan until the Ostium Network got in touch with me and revealed a unique opportunity that changed my life in a whole new and truly awesome way. When I first stepped through the door and found myself miraculously transported back to this time I had only ever dreamed of for most of my life, well, I was repeatedly pinching myself to make sure it was not actually a dream after all. It was not. The smells, the foods, the houses, the people, the towns and villages, the everyday life of the world. Well, it was both worse than what we had imagined and documented, but also better, because I was well and truly there, or here, as it may be. And because of my comprehensive training, I was able to fit right in as an ordinary person, traveling the towns and seeing as much of this world as I could. While the battle lasted only a day, 9 in the morning until dusk, which was said to be about 6 in the evening. In fact, it began closer to 10 in the morning officially. And while, yes, the fighting was done as the sun was setting, there was still plenty of killing going on long into the night, not to mention the ransacking of bodies for armor and anything of wealth. Although this was true for the aftermath of any battle, where fingers and other limbs would be recklessly hacked off for some piece of jewelry or a ring or an armband. But I had an entire month to spend here, even though the battle was over in a single day. It had not been hard to convince those at the Ostium Network to lengthen my stay to a full month when I explained all that could be discovered and learned from me staying there longer. Of course, those at the Ostium Network also had an ulterior motive for wanting me to stay here longer, and for not letting me come back, which we will get to in time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.